The gunpowder plot of 1605 took place 2 years after Elizabeth I had died and James I of Scotland had become king. Curiously, James was the son of Mary Stuart, who had been executed back in 1587 for plotting the assassination of Queen Elizabeth. James had been raised by a predominantly Protestant regime, and he was, in fact, a Protestant himself. Catholics in England were hopeful that because James was the son of a Catholic and was married to one, that persecution would be substantially curbed. It was with the realization that James would not keep this policy of toleration that the Catholics, especially the Jesuits, felt they needed to take radical action against the English crown. The gunpowder plot was a plan set forth by English Catholics to blow up the houses of English Parliament and assassinate King James I. It has often been assumed that Guy Fawkes was the main conspirator in the plot, but the leader of the conspiracy was actually Robert Catesby. Catesby already had a fairly long record of conspiratorial work, and he had been imprisoned several times because of his adherence to Catholicism. It was on Sunday, May 20th, 1604, that five men, Robert Catesby, Tom Wintour, Jack Wright, Thomas Percy, and Guy Fawkes, met at a London inn called the Duke and Drake. Although there would eventually be 13 plotters, these five are regarded as the chief instigators of the Catholic conspiracy to murder King James. It was here that Catesby presented a plan to blow up the Parliament House with gunpowder. Unlike several earlier schemes to overthrow Elizabeth I, the gunpowder plot was not supported by the majority of Catholics in England. Unlike Elizabeth I, James I was identified by Catholics and non-Catholics alike as the legitimate ruler of England. He was a blood descendant of Mary Stuart, and although he was not Catholic, James I had never been excommunicated by the Pope. After the group's initial meeting, all five conspirators left London, planning to return in October for another meeting. The group's membership grew from the five initial members to seven by December of 1604. The original date for the event was to take place in February of 1605, but because of an outbreak of plague, the English Parliament was closed until the following October, 1605. In March, three more plotters were added to their ranks. Of these, John Grant proved to be most useful to the group. His home would provide a strategic gateway for the plotters because it was located roughly halfway between the two key towns of the plotters, Warwick and Stratford. The aim of the conspirators was not simply to blow up the Houses of Parliament, but to do so while Parliament was actually in session, in the presence of the new king, and, with any luck, his two male heirs as well. The gunpowder plot was a direct attack on the government of England. The plotters hoped to murder King James and his two sons so as to push the succession to James' daughter, Elizabeth, who was third in line to the throne. At the time, Elizabeth was only 9 years old, but she was the preferred candidate for a puppet monarch. Had the plot been successful, it had been decided that the princess would be kidnapped and converted to Catholicism, and that the Earl of Northumberland would take the throne and Catholic interests until Elizabeth came of age. By October 1605, Catesby had drawn the last five men into the scheme. The final plan was set just a month before its execution. The day of the explosion, Guy Fawkes was expected to light the fuse in the hidden cellar under Parliament and then quickly make his way above ground to a boat that would be waiting for him on the Thames River, where Fawkes could row to safety before the huge explosion. As soon as it was confirmed that the explosion had succeeded in killing the entire English government, Princess Elizabeth would be kidnapped and Spain would be informed of the conspirators' intentions.